And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening, the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers present their fall program entitled Folk Song that will be in Burke Hawthorne Theater on the UL campus at 7:30. It's free and open to everyone. Tomorrow evening, they will give the same concert at Asbury United Methodist Church on Johnston Street in Lafayette at 7:30. But again, both of these performances are free and open to everyone in the community. That's the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers with their fall concert entitled Folk Song tonight in Burke Theater and tomorrow evening at Asbury. The Cane Fire Film Series presents the documentary Muscle Shoals tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, all about the music that came out of that small town in those recording studios. Muscle Shoals, 7:30. Tickets are available at the door, or you can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org or give their offices a call for tickets. Tonight, 7:30 at the ACA, Muscle Shoals. Also at the ACA tomorrow, there is a professional workshop for teachers called Counting on It, Connecting Creative Movement and Common Core Math, presented by teacher Sissy Whip for teachers of grades K through 3. It's from 4:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. For information or to register, please call the Acadiana Center for the Arts or go to their website. In Lake Charles tomorrow at 11:30 at the Benjamin Mount Auditorium at Central School, the Arts Council of Southwest Louisiana will present a special regional arts network to present the region's cultural economy strategic plan for the arts. For more information, you can call the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. Acadiana Pride has their evening of reading and an open mic session tomorrow evening. Tuesday the 12th at 7:30, Louisiana Words will feature writing centered around triumph, power. It can be poetry or fiction. There are scheduled readers, and then there's an open mic as well. That's 7:30 tomorrow in Lafayette at Fame Nightlife. The ACLU of Louisiana and the Pelican Institute for Public Policy will hold a forum called Safe and Fair Louisiana, a forum on criminal justice reform that will be on Wednesday, November 13th at 6 o'clock in Lafayette at the South Louisiana Community College in the DeVal Court building. The panelists on Wednesday evening will be Marjorie Essman, who's the executive director of the ACLU of Louisiana, Kevin Kane of the Pelican Institute, State Senator Fred Mills, Representative Terry Landry, and Judge Ricky Wicker will be moderated by Caroline Balchunas. That is Wednesday in Lafayette at the South Louisiana Community College at 6 p.m. Also on Wednesday in Lafayette, Voices in Autumn will be in downtown Lafayette. Mark Vincennes, Gina Ferrara, Matthew Hoferek, and Carol Rice will be reading 7 until 9 p.m. In downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. All are invited, and it's free and open to everyone. The Eunice Players production of The 39 Steps will open on Wednesday, November 13th and run through the 21st of November. The play is being performed in Eunice at the Eunice Players Theater. The Acadiana Center for the Arts PASA Main Stage Series continues this Wednesday, November 13th, with a performance by the group Sweet Plantain. And they have a contemporary urban Latino sound. There's a lot of improvisation, and tickets for Sweet Plantain are available through the ACA. Call them or go to their website. Dr. Marcia Godet, Professor of English Emeritus, will give the first annual Ernest J. Gaines Lecture this Wednesday, November 13th at 4 p.m. in the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupré Library. The title of her talk is Gumbo as Metaphor, Foodways in the Work of Ernest J. Gaines. Stay tuned to KRVS. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.